Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. I'm being joined on Radio On the Go Sports by Iowa Falls Alden Girls Basketball Coach Michael Collison as the winter sports season is right around the corner. And Coach, thanks for taking some time. Always a pleasure to talk Cadet Girls Basketball with you. How are things going here today?
Thanks for having me, John. Things are going well. We're kind of have started our open gyms and getting our girls kind of in the mindset for basketball season. We've got a lot of kids who compete in other activities in the fall, and so it's always that shift from like a volleyball or cross country or even a tennis focus, with tennis being added to the fall, to kind of shifting into a basketball focus. And we've been really pleased with how the girls have been working at open gyms. They're getting after it, competing a little bit, and probably feel a little bit tired and out of shape, but it's good to get some of that out of you before we start official practice.
Yeah, and that starts next Monday officially. So, throughout this past off season, what have been, I guess, some of the biggest things that have kind of been going through your mind that you've been thinking about or planning for as it relates to this upcoming season?
Yeah, I think last year we had a good season in terms of we had double digit wins. We hosted a first round postseason game for the first time in 4 years. We won a first round postseason game for the first time in 4 years, and it was on in a year where I think a lot of people did not think we'd be very good. It was something I heard a lot as I took the job and transitioned from boys to girls was, the cupboard's kind of bare, the reality is we lost a really good player in Ella Shire from 2 years ago, and our kids did a really nice job of not letting that be the thing we focused on. Not focused on who we lost, and it was really about stepping up and kids stepping into different roles. And as we kind of transition into this year, part of the reason we were able to, still have some success was we had a really good senior class of four girls, Addie Dennis, Sydney Phipps, Brooklyn Hanlon, and Erica Baker, who all had played in a ton of games and did a really nice job of, still having the mentality of we want to be competitive and good. We don't want to, go backwards, and really proud of those girls and how they ended it. But obviously now they're no longer with us, so we're gonna be a younger team and an inexperienced team, but it's a group that we feel like can get a whole lot better by February. And the nice part is most of the team, we only are gonna have one senior this year, and most of the team that we're gonna have out there on Tuesdays and Fridays is gonna be coming back the following year. So we feel like the name of the game for us is can we develop good habits and try to be playing our best basketball in February.
Yeah, and you said about a decent amount of production to make up from last year. So, as things stand right now, what are going to be some of the biggest gaps that need to be filled, or I guess another way to look at it, the opportunities that are going to be available for you guys?
Yeah, I think just when you're talking raw numbers and production, rebounding the basketball, we're gonna have to find some girls who want to rebound. We're losing Addie Dennis and Sydney Phipps, who are two of our better rebounders on our team. And Sydney was our point guard, and she averaged about six rebounds a game, and was really good in that spot. And Erica Baker rebounded the basketball well too. And then I think just overall, it's going to be that experience piece, being in those games, those moments of when you're feeling ball pressure, having the ability to handle that. And I think when you're a senior, the game slows down for you a little bit. And we're going to have a whole lot of girls out there who just don't have that yet, and they will get there. But it will take a little bit of time. And I think too, just those four kids, they all brought a little something different. Addie was really skilled, as a post player. She was always a good passer as well as, someone who could score inside. And, she really shot free throws well last year, and got fouled a ton. Sydney was able to push the ball up the floor and was also a really good free throw shooter. Brooklyn Hanlon tied our school record for three pointers made in a season. So she could really shoot the ball. She made 56 field goals on the year, and all 56 were three pointers. So I don't think I've ever coached a kid who's like that. And then Erica Baker just played really good defense and was a good rebounder as well, and had a lot of energy of doing the little things that sometimes kids don't want to do. So we miss all those kids, and we're gonna have to find some other kids to do those things. But I'm confident our girls can step up.
Yeah, and it looks like you are bringing back your leading scorer with Elodie England after making it on the all-conference team last year. 12 points, just about 6 rebounds per game. So, how would you kind of describe what her role is going to be? I have to imagine, probably in an expanded role to an extent, but also, just a sophomore, you probably don't want to put too much pressure on her.
Yeah, I think Elodie had a really good freshman year. I think if we win a few more games, she might have snuck onto that first team all conference. She had a really good middle part of the year, the start of the middle part of the year where, we had some girls who were unable to play, and then she really took on the scoring load and had some really good scoring nights. And then she kind of had a little bit of a dip. And I think it was just kind of that freshman wall a little bit. You're going through your first varsity season and teams started to shift their focus from other girls to her, And by the end of the year, she was definitely, who the defense was focusing in on. And I expect her to be improved this year and to be a better player. It's just going to maybe look a little different. Last year she was able to kind of sneak up on teams, a little bit, at least to start the year. And this year that will never happen. She's always going to be kind of the focus of the defense. And what we've talked with her about is, just really focusing on like making the right basketball plays because we know she can shoot it. We know she can handle it. She's a good rebounder for being a guard and has pretty good size. She's not short. She's 5'9". And so we feel like she can score in a lot of ways. But it's really going to be, hey, we got to make those the right basketball play. If that girl's open, we got to hit her. And I feel like she's really good at getting other teammates involved too. And the best thing about her is her motor. I don't think any player I've coached on the girls or the boys side has had the motor that she has to really just play hard all the time. And sometimes I'm like, hey, this possession, pass it and take a rest, because we don't need you, every night we're gonna need you to play a lot of minutes. But no, she's just a really fun player to coach, and we're really excited to have her on our team.
All right, just about out of time here, but before we wrap up, I do want to give you a chance to recognize your assistant coaches. What's your staff looking like here this year?
Yeah, we've got some coaches that have been with us for quite a while. I've been on the girls' side longer than I've been on it. And then we've got a new coach as well. So Nate Adams and Ed Geitz have both been assistant coaches in the girls program for a while, and they both do a great job of, providing a steady calm. I learned so much from them last year as I made the transition from boys to girls. They had such good insight on coaching our kids and coaching our team, and they really provided some of that consistency that we needed in our program. And then this year, Coach Emily England is going to volunteer coach with us, and she provides a lot of basketball knowledge as well as, she's been a head coach before. She was a head volleyball coach for a number of years at Cal. She's got that head coaching experience to look at things a little differently. And no, I think we've got a great group of coaches, and really we've got a great group of girls that I think are going to step up this year, into bigger roles. We're going to count on girls like Izzy Jansen, Grace Hartford, Robin Kelsey, Danny Reeks. Like they all played a little bit last year at different times for different reasons. But they primarily were, JV contributors. And this year they're going to get a taste of that varsity action. And like I said, the nice part is they're all going to come back the following year. So all four of those girls were really looking forward to just having great junior years and then being able to develop and build going into February.
All right, we'll certainly talk here more throughout the season, but any final thoughts you'd like to share here today?
No, just really excited about the basketball season and thankful for all the local coverage that we get, you and our local newspaper as well and our local radio. We feel really fortunate. I think you go different parts of the state and you can even be in bigger schools and bigger communities and you don't get this kind of coverage. So we feel like if we can make our kids feel like it's big time wherever we're at, that's a good thing. And I think our girls do that. They appreciate it as well.
You bet. Appreciate the kind words. That is Iowa Falls Alton girls basketball coach Michael Collison here on the Coach's Corner. Thanks for the time today, coach, and looking forward to catching you guys in action here this season.
Thanks, Sean.